We are recording here today at the Etch Family Ministry Conference, and we are surrounded by many hundreds of children's, student, and family ministry leaders who have gathered here, as well as many thought leaders who have come to speak into our attendees. One of those thought leaders is our good friend Danielle Bell. Hello, Danielle.
Hey, Chuck. How's it going?
Thank you for joining me.
It's my pleasure. A lot of energy up here.
She is here to teach and to interact with many of our attendees. I would so encourage you, if you did not make it to Etch this year, to come again next year. Meet Danielle face to face. We have just a few minutes to talk about this subject matter, but if you show up here at the conference, you can corner Danielle
talk
and we can talk for hours.
Yes, yes.
Buy her a cup of coffee. Sit down. Do you drink coffee?
I love coffee. Like it black. Let's just sit down and talk. Yeah.
There you go. But you can't do that unless they
gotta
show
come.
Up somewhere
they
to
come.
Meet you.
So it's the best place to network and talk about ideas.
We
sure.
would invite you to join us next year at the Music City Center here in Nashville and interact face-to-face. In the meantime, let's talk about what we can right now.
How's Let's
that?
Do it.
So there are many spiritual markers that dot the timeline during the 18 years that a child is in the family's immediate care. And so in our conversation today, we'll discover how you can be intentional as a ministry leader about applying a gospel-centered approach during special times from birth to high school graduation. Danielle, let me introduce you a little bit more formally. Danielle Bell has more than 20 years of kids ministry experience. She has a fervor for sharing, discipling, and shepherding children. Would you say fervor?
I like that
you
word. That's a $10 word. That's
a good word.
Fervor. I like
it's
it.
It's all lowercase letters, too.
Of course it is. Prefer. Of course it is.
Fervor for sharing, discipling, and shepherding children and families with the message of Christ. She serves at Dawson Memorial Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, and is a well-respected leader, trainer, and a featured speaker here at the Lifeway Etch Family Ministry Conference. So we're so glad to have you.
It's so great to be here.
All right, so let's talk about these spiritual markers. So what do you mean by a spiritual marker? What is that?
Well, okay, we know the common ones, like, you know, birth and baby dedication. But, you know, I love to see ones like seeking Jesus as a spiritual marker. Of course, baptism, high school graduation, you know, you've got a purity marker.
Yep.
But I think, you know, there's ones maybe not so spelled out, like pre-birth. Like, we want to celebrate the birth, but how can we come alongside families before birth? So really, you know, pre-birth, birth, baby dedication, seeking Jesus, becoming a Christian, a child life, getting a new first grade Bible, the middle school years and the high school graduation, how can we be intentional about making those celebrations gospel-centered?
Hmm. Yeah. So these are mile markers along the
Absolutely.
Road of life.
And it could be mission trip, first mission trip, or, you know, something like that. It doesn't have to be the given. You know your culture, and they're what fits for your culture at your church. Hmm. So.
Okay, so we know that a child is going to reach these
Hopefully,
different markers
yes,
at different
many of
times.
Them, yeah.
And so how do we go about celebrating those markers? Is it a celebration?
I think so. I think, and the big thing I have been talking about this week is the fact that we do have to be intentional, because if we're not intentional about making them gospel-centered, they're just another event, and we know how busy families are. And if they leave these times with something that could be done at a school or a library, we're missing out. Like, if they don't leave with Jesus as the takeaway, we're missing out on a time where we're bringing together family members, many of which are non-believers, that are going to come and see your child be baptized because they want to be there. Well, how can we make that a gospel-centered time? And it's not just something the world can give. It's not moralism. It's the gospel, because that's what's going to change lives, not just another event. Because we got too many of those. So let's
Yes.
make the most of the times in a child's life that we can celebrate and reach the whole family for Jesus.
And so each of those mile marker, those spiritual marker is an opportunity
Yes,
to
yes.
share Christ.
Yeah. And so I've kind of come up with like five questions. Like I need filters, Chuck, because I can go 180 different directions.
All right. What are your five questions?
My
filters.
Five questions to ask when you're like planning a celebration, and maybe it doesn't have to be a big celebration, but just a time to honor,
yeah.
is first of all, is the gospel the core? Is that why you're doing it? I recently did a Bible study that talked about John and how Jesus was the core of his existence. Mm. Okay, if we're going to add something to the family's calendar, is Jesus the core to that, or why do it? You know, because we don't need another thing. Secondly, does it create an opportunity for life change?
Mm.
You know, we've got a lot of stuff going on, but we want to see life change, and we're not, my words aren't going to do that. You know, an event's not going to do that, even if it's real dramatic or really creative. The gospel is what changes lives.
Mm.
So are we creating an opportunity for life change?
And so that's in the life of the child, but also in everyone who's around.
Everyone's
that
around, because you've got people coming that you may never, I've had parents go, you know, an aunt who would never step foot in the church came for a baptism, mm-hmm. and she got to hear the testimony of her way younger niece,
yes.
and how this was her choice to, you know, like the church wasn't making her, it wasn't, you know, this aunt had a negative view of the church, mm-hmm. but this child chose to give her life to Jesus and seek and to follow after him, and got to hear the testimony in, mm. you know, her words, and,
yes.
and it brought about questions in that family.
So it's a way that your kids ministry can really reach outside of the kids
area.
Who
are better missionaries than the ones that are new believers? They're on fire, and I mean, you can see their passion, and so let them share that to other family members. Mm. Another question we have is the Word of God the backbone of this event? So let's take it back to Scripture. Not, you know, I don't ever want any family or child to believe something because Danielle said it,
yes.
but because God's Word said it. So is that our framework for this? And then how will we help these families apply these truths after the event is over? Because, you know, we want to build that bridge from church to home. So, okay, you dedicated your child today. It's not over. Like, do you have a life verse? Do you have a family mission statement? How are you going to continue to live in what you stood before the church today and said you want to do? We want to help come alongside you and help you live that every day, not just for that one time celebration.
Yes. Yeah. So we hit these mile markers at different times, right? These spiritual markers, different times in life. But there's a lot of miles in between some
there
of
are,
those markers.
There are. And we don't want to stop. I mean, we want to help families see it's not just, I mean, we're good with the real quick and done, right? But that's not a faith journey. It's the choosing each day who you're going to serve and how can we partner with families to help them go, okay, your child came to Christ. The journey's just begun. Let's learn together as a family how to study God's word and apply these truths. And so that you can do that day in and day out until the next mile marker.
So then how can we as a church be intentional about applying that God-centered approach during these special times?
Well, I think we got to have a plan. And I think I talked about in today that silos don't build teams. So we've got, I love that it's family-centered this time at Etch. That, you know, I'm not in my silo of kids ministry doing my thing. Like, I've got to partner with preschool, and I've got to partner with youth. And we've got to decide what kind of 18-year-old we want to see when we're done.
Yes.
And how can we partner? How can we pass the torch from preschool? And we're kind of working through that in where I'm on staff. Like, how are we going to work together and be intentional? So, okay, how can I pick up after baby dedication to they got their new Bible? Like, and then how can we carry on the family mission statement or the life verse and apply that to now the child's holding their own Bible?
Yeah.
And how are we going to help those parents carry on till they're going, what is this Jesus thing, and asking questions? And then we pass them on to those crazy middle school years. And now how am I as the kids minister going to partner with the middle school ministry and say, okay, here's what we've done. We've come along. They've had a secret prayer partner. They've had an adult praying into them. How can that adult then in turn mentor them? So it's not a silo thing. We've got to get rid of that and truly work together and go through the milestones together.
I love encouraging kid ministry leaders to have a 9-year plan.
Right,
You're not just thinking about what you're doing this week. You're thinking about the
entire
journey of that child from the early preschool through the time you hand them off in sixth grade. And really, we need to think even beyond that,
right? When they're
done. A whole life plan throughout their entire childhood, those 18 years of formation we have.
And if we're not intentional about making that plan, it's going to get away from us. And it's got to look like your culture and fit we don't want to compare and be somebody else's church. What has God given us and who's God calling us to be in our culture? And how can we work together and invest in those 18 years in these milestones?
Yeah, and I love that idea of beginning with the end in mind, right?
Right.
What a great idea to start by saying, how do we want this child to turn out?
Right, because if we don't, we're going to...
what do we do to build that up?
Because the enemy wants the detours, which God can redeem, and I'm thankful for that.
Yes.
But if we're not, we're going to be detoured. But I want to stay on that eternal. Let's go. That our goal in mind is eternity. And if we keep that focus, I think the detours will fade away.
And we really can't afford to be siloed, can we?
No, I mean, I don't know about you, but I feel like our time is short, and we've got to be intentional. Yeah, I mean, it could be easier to just do it myself it's hard because, we may not see it the same way, but let's be honest, it's not about us. And the name we want them to remember at the end is not Danielle in the middle years, it's Jesus.
Yeah.
And that expands all those age group ministries. So we kind of got to get over ourselves and work together. That's hard. That's humbling. So
there are a lot of kind of natural spiritual markers that a child will pass.
Right.
So we talked about birth being one,
right.
or pre-birth, birth.
Right.
There's that kindergarten graduation, little advancements when they move from thing to thing. Are there seasons of time where those natural celebrations aren't there? Do we need to invent some? Or how do you fill in the gaps?
I don't know. I don't think you have to invent like those middle school years, but I think that is an identity crisis set of years. And so maybe it's not some big, maybe they come to Christ during those years,
but maybe
it's a 3-year plan of, okay, who you are in Christ and here are your spiritual gifts. And so maybe it's not a celebration, but it's, these are markers because those years are tough. And here's where we're going to put our stake down for Jesus in those years.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not a big celebration and cake and standing in front of the church, but you have an intentional plan of the gospel in those 3 years so that you can see the fruit of that later when they're walking out and going to college, when they, so many turn away, they've got stakes in the ground in those years. So I don't need to invent any more to do.
Yeah,
I don't know about
plenty.
You, but I think God makes moments that we've got to take advantage of and use that for the glory of God.
Great stuff. Good. Well, what last advice would you have? So if there's someone out there who is not doing this right now, at least not intentionally,
right?
So really that awareness,
sure.
Just being aware that these spiritual markers are there and that we need to notice them and call attention to them. What encouragement would you give to that leader who's saying, I guess I haven't thought about that before, but it sounds like a good idea.
Okay, Chuck, I'm a big person on quality versus quantity. So
okay.
I think you just look at what God has before you. I mean, he's gone ahead of you in work. See where he's working and join him there and do a few things well instead of doing a couple things not well. Let's see where God's really working in your ministries and really hone in on that and say, okay, you know, we are really having a ton of kids come to Christ. Let's focus on that
and
spiritual
marker.
And
what can we do for that marker to
celebrate
that?
To build that bridge
to
home,
yeah.
To share that gospel to the family that may not know him, to help that child have that stake in the ground when the enemy tries to say, you didn't do that. No, we've put a stake in the ground.
Yeah.
So look where God's working and do a couple things well and then let God at it, because we can fill up with a bunch of stuff and then we're just busy.
Yes.
And I don't want to just be busy. I want to be intentional about the gospel.
Great, great word, quality over quantity.
Absolutely.
Being intentional and looking for those things. Because especially I would imagine if you have a lot of kids in your ministry, a lot of markers can be tough to keep
Absolutely.
You busy, right?
And I don't think busyness is a sign of success.
No.
It is life change is a sign that God's at work, not a busy calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Great. Well, Danielle, thank you so
Chuck,
much
it's
for
been
your
fun.
Words.
It's fun.
You have such great insights from your experience, and thank you for sharing them
thank
here
you.
At Etch, but also with our podcast.
I've loved it. I've loved it.
As always, our hope is that you, after listening, would leave informed, instructed, and inspired to serve the Lord by serving families, the families and kids that he's entrusted to you in your ministry area as effectively as you can. We want to equip you and set you up for success in your ministry. Thank you for listening, and join us again for our next episode.